Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show.
Amen, 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 hallelujah, all praises to the Most High God. Welcome to another episode of the Sounds of Living Water in Job, Israel, of Come and See Ministries Bible Study Class. Tonight, we're still dealing with Black History Month. That is to say, Black Hebrew Women History Month. And we've been going through the entire month. We started with Eve. We want to end with Eve because she's the reason why there is a Black Hebrew Women History Month. She's the reason why there is a such thing as a Sarah, a such thing as a Rebecca, a such thing as a Leah and Rachel, and all the matriarchs that came before us and after us. She is the reason. I know some probably say, you know, you're over glorifying women and things to that effect. And it's not, I think, ain't nothing wrong with consciousness. I don't think there's nothing wrong with knowing your potential, your full potential. The problem is, I don't think we've been exposed to our full potential. That's why we never lived up to it. That's why we haven't. I could say never. I say haven't lived up to it because we haven't grasped our full potential. So going back here to Eve will give all our sisters access to their full potential, regardless of what family they're from, because all of them is from Eve. Now, the thing is all of us from Eve too, but the portion that's given to them is that that's written in the law concerning Eve. Those things aren't pertain to us. Those things are pertain to her. So those are the things we're going to explore. Why? Because in order for you to come up with a 21st century virtuous woman, you got to look at the first century virtuous woman, compare that to her. Who is she? You see, you got to have a gauge. Let's look at that. Let's open up, brothers and sisters. If I can ask my brothers to stand and face Jerusalem and uncover their heads so I can ask my sisters to stand and face Jerusalem and cover their heads as we approach the Father. Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy and send forth both physical and spiritual gifts upon us. Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brethren and their families. Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God, but delight in blessing us because they see your light and kindness upon us, Father. Have mercy on them and their families as well. And Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children and their families. And Father, have mercy and send forth your Holy Spirit and give us a mind to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and faith to perform it. And Father, have mercy on them that hear us and also send the Holy Spirit upon them as well, that they too may receive a mind to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and faith to perform it. In Jesus' name we pray, for your mercies endure forever. Amen. Well, once again, we want to say welcome to the Sounds of Living Waters. Let's get this started, man. Let's start this right at ground zero, right? Because if you don't start at ground zero, you're going to end up starting where the sin began, and that's not where it began at. You got to go at ground zero, and you got to go all the way to the core of where everything started from. So to those of us that have been baptized to know what occurred, and those of us that's about to be baptized to know what is going to occur. Genesis chapter 1 and 26, it says, "Let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." So God created man in his own image, and the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. Let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cow, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that moves upon the earth. That's why we got women, lion tamers, and construction workers, and got queens, and governors, and now we got vice presidents, you know, that are women, because of this law right here. So this is a law that he said, give her dominion over everything that move upon the earth. Well, there it is, right? And then it goes on to say, in verse 28, it said, God blessed them and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth, right? And subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. So, God blessed them. So this is the first thing that he blessed. This ain't the first thing he blessed Eve with, because the first thing he blessed her with is the image of God himself. That is to say his likeness, his consciousness, his mind, you know. This is before Eve got a name, before she was called woman. She was called a female and a man, like Adam was, before Adam got a name. This is what he was according to the law. So you're not looking at a name. You're looking at behavior patterns that was imprinted upon something that was created, you know, to exist. This is it. This is it. So God blessed him and said, be fruitful, right? So let's look this up, fruitful. Because she had this spirit to be fruitful. And we all gained on that. You know, we said, yeah, you're being fruitful. Some of us, we looked at the fruitful part and because the woman got more than five kids. Well, she got five or more. She's been extra fruitful, right? That's not it. That's multiplying. Fruitful is this: abounding, abundant, advantageous, beneficial, blooming, blossoming, breeding, conductive, copious, effective, fertile, flourishing, gainful, plentiness, profitable, prolificent, prolific, reproducing, rewarding, rich, spawning, successful, useful, well spent, worthwhile. So that's what fruitful means. So we see now that our women in this world that is abounding, that is rich, reproducing, successful, well spent, worthwhile. You see there's women in this world that's doing that because that's law. You know, this was written before they was even called a woman or even have a name or anything like that. This is all conversation right here because Adam and Eve don't exist yet. You know, this is the law being written out that this is what he created them to be on the sixth day, that when he bring them into this creation, they're going to have these spiritual attributes. This is that thing. Multiply, of course, mean more than one, right? And also, multiply these fruits of the Spirit that he just spoke into our existence then when he said, be fruitful, you see, on that wise. Have dominion over everything that move on the fish, fish of the sea, fowl of the air, and every creeping thing that moves upon the earth. That includes spirits. Everything that move on the earth. Why? Because when the spirits got cast from heaven, they fell into our domain, and we have dominion over them. They don't have dominion over us, not the fallen. So she had dominion over them too. So she had to realize that she don't have to be a scared rabbit when she thinks she's being attacked by a spirit. Because she had that much dominion and authority over them, if she believed in a God. Now, that comes with that virtuous thing, that faith, you know, that we've been exploring the whole time during this Black History precept, that we've really been digging in on what's that virtuous thing to God, not to us. You know, the comparison was never to us. It was always what he gauged what a virtuous woman is, right? Look at this a little further. So let's bring Adam into the picture. Without Adam, there's no Eve. So let's start there. Let's go into Genesis 2 and 7. It says, and God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. And God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. Now, there he is. Now, then we skip down to verse 10, and it says, and the river went out of Eden to water the garden. From this it was parted, and it became four parts. The name of the first part is Pizon, which compassed the whole land of Havilah, where the gold is good. Well, where is Havilah located? 1 Samuel chapter 15 and 7. And Saul smote the Amalekites from Havilah unto thou comest to Shur, that is over against Egypt. Oh, well, that's where all that gold, they found that over in Egypt. So the God of Israel said the gold is good over in that part of Eden where Egypt was located. So the Garden of Eden was pretty huge, you know, when you look at the grand scheme of it, right? Then he said, but the garden says over against Shur, which is Havilah, which is against Egypt. So that put the Garden of Eden on the continent of Africa. So that would make Adam black, not European or Asian. He would be black because he's here on the continent of Africa. That's where Egypt is located, in Africa. And as we read back into Genesis chapter 2 and 15, so if Adam black and he take the bone from out of Adam, then that would make Eve black as well, right? And then it says 13, 2 and 13. In the name of the second river, Gihon, the same compassed the whole land of Ethiopia. Whatever your confirmation, Ethiopia is Cush, which is Nimrod's family, right? And they Africans, so to say, Cushites or Ethiopians or whatever, though. He said, well, that's where the Garden of Eden was over, located near Ethiopia. That's a big landscape. You know, from Egypt to Ethiopia, we talk about the Garden of Eden, one like some little bitty plot. It was a nice little plot of land here that he said, Adam, this is all yours as far as you can see. Right? And the name of the third, which is Hedekel, which goes toward the east of Assyria from the river Euphrates. So now we see that this, it went all the way from Egypt to Assyria, right, to Ethiopia. This place is huge, right? It's a lot of place, a lot of ground, you know. So Adam is there by himself in Africa, right? No wife yet. So we are there. So, well, you know, not to have fear of a black planet, you know, if Adam is made in the image of God and Adam is, he said Adam in Africa, then that would put God in the image of Adam as well, because he's in the express image of God, which make him also black. Not to get caught up on the skin game, but it's a truth. It's all to it. It's a truth. Genesis 2 and 18. And it says, wait a minute, I'm reading this wrong. Genesis 2 and 18 said, and the Lord God said, it is not good for man to be alone, and I will make a helpmeet for him. Now here goes the law toward Eve or a woman before she's called a woman or Eve, before Adam even gave her a name. This is what God called her first. He called her a helpmeet. We're not even going to deal with what Adam called her, because that's not the now, right? Because she's not here. So before he present her to Adam, he's, you know, she's written in the law concerning these things. So it's not like he's like, he's doing this all on the fly. He's telling Moses how, what he did. And then through the scriptures, he showed how he did it. So he said, it's not good for man to be alone. I will make a helpmeet for him. So now here's the next thing we're going to look up, is good. Why isn't it good? It says this. Good. Right? Wow, it's a whole lot of good here. Okay. Pleasant. It's pleasant for him to be with his wife. Acceptable. Admirable, agreeable, choice, commendable, deluxe, excellent, exceptional, favorable, first class, first rate. So he's telling us that if a man can't find his rib, it's hard for him to reach this plateau in his being. Because he has to be complete. So it's hard for him to reach this here place in himself, you know, with the right, if he don't find his soulmate, so to say, right? So this is why he said it's not good for man to be alone. But if he do find, he said, it's beneficial, benevolent, gracious, merciful. You know, this is what he was saying she is, you know, advantageous, all right, brave, beneficial, convenient, decent, desirable, favorable, helpful, hygienic. He threw that in there that a woman would be more hygienic than a man. That's in there. That's in the law. That's written in her that this is something that she would be all out the gate. Hygienic, decent, desirable. Yeah, we they know how to work that one. Favorable, right? That's in the law. Favor is deceitful. Beauty is deceitful. Favor is vain. Beauty is vain. Favor is deceitful. There it is. So he said, but that's in the law, that she would be favorable. So that's part of it. So this is true. Fruitful. And we just got through reading what fruitful means. It just don't mean having children, but having the fruits of the Spirit of being better than yourself, like a tree bearing fruit. Let's see. Humane, sound, solid, stable, trustworthy, unblemished, uncontaminated, uncorrupt, undamaged, unhurt, unimpaired, unspoiled, humanitarian, gracious, dependable, genuine, honest, reliable, mannerable, obedient, kind, polite, proper, respectful, seemly, orderly, thoughtful, tolerant, complete, entire, extensive, full, blessings, commonwealth, behalf, favor, gain, godsend, there go the virtuous, good fortune, interest, profit, prosperity, service, usefulness, welfare, well-being, I did say excellent, morality, merit, right, righteous, straight uprightness, virtue, there it is. So this is what he said. This is in the law that he created. He said, when a man found a wife, he found a good thing. He tagged this to her. Why? Because God himself is going to take a wife, and she is going to be full of these spirits. And we just got to read it. And then some. I didn't read all of them. Just letting you know, it's a whole page on good. You know, why he said it's not good for man to be alone. Why it is good for man to have a rib. He just got to name these things, you know. Let's look at this a little further. He said, go back in that Genesis chapter 2 and 18. It said, it is not good for man to be alone, right? I will make a helpmeet for him. So the other thing is let me see. I think that's in Ecclesiastes chapter 2. Yeah, let's try that out. Yep, Ecclesiastes, wait a minute. No, that isn't it. Let's see, for the days, yeah, he said, hold up. Nope, that's not it. Let me see, where is that scripture? I'm going to have to go to the concordance. Let me see. How is it worded? Yeah, okay. Something like that. Okay. Ecclesiastes 4 and 8. Okay, great. Ecclesiastes 4 and 8. There is one alone. There is not a second. Yea, he has neither child nor brother, yet there is no end of his labor. He still got to work, he still got to eat. Neither is his eye satisfied with riches. See, he could be rich and have all these things in this world without a rib, without somebody he could share these things with and enjoy these things with. It's nothing, you know. But it be for good or for evil, you know. It says, for whom do I labor and bereave my soul of good? This is also vanity, yea, it is sword and veil, like for good or for evil. You know, you have one that they can find they are profitable or they mate, you know, and go into the ministry, right? And then they can find a mate and be in a business, you understand, or something to that effect, you know, and then they really become successful. and things like that. And it says there's two are better than one because they have a good reward of their labors. For if they fall, one will lift up his fellow. Woe be him that is alone when he falleth, for there is not another to help. That's why it's not good for man to be alone, because why she is created for to what? Help. That's what he said, I'm created to help me for him, right? And she is right there in verse 10, right? If two lie together, they have heat. But how can one be warm alone? Well, that's a good question you ask yourself. You know, most of us that are adults, you know what it's like to be in a bed by yourself or being in a bed with someone that's warm. So we definitely know the difference in the scripture. And it also says here, it says, if two lie together, they have heat. But how can be one warm alone? If one prevail against them, two shall withstand him. And threefold four is not easily broken. That's when everybody is on the same accord. That is everybody in the house from the ruby to the tooth all the way down to the bottom. This is first Adam, Eve, and then those that comes afterward. Anyway, so now we got that there. So now we know why it's not good for man to be alone. All right, so now we see here, go back to Genesis chapter 2 and 18, and it says this, and I will make a help me for him. Okay, so God called Eve a help before Adam gave her the name woman. So let's look up the word woman, help. So let's see. Right here. Assistant. A relief, advice, aid, assist, bond, benefit, comfort, cooperation, corrective, cure, guidance, hand, helping hand, lift, maintenance, nourishment, remedy, service, secure, support, substance, use, unity, utility. There it is. So, he said that that she is a assistant, not the boss, right? She was created an assistant, not the boss. That's a conflict of interest that is going against the laws of everything. Therefore, that's why we have so many problems in our marriages across the board, because we don't know our place inside of the law of God. She is created to aid and assist. A balm. She is like lotion on ashy skin, you know, broken skin. You know, skin is irritated. She's like shea butter or something to that. Olive oil, if we use those things, you know. Let's see. Benefit. When she brings things to the table, she ain't taken away, right? She benefit the whole program, right? Now, because the law is a law that says a foolish woman plug down a house, but we're not talking about that because that comes with sin. That comes with Genesis 3:16. So actually at this time, that don't exist. So this is her 100. That's why I said we got to strip it all the way down and get back to this. Because when you baptize, all of these things are exposed. And so when they come back to life and they're answered. So this is that thing. So it says she is a cure, guidance, a hand, helping hand. She can lift you up, right? Maintenance, supposed to take care of you, nourish you, remedy, service, bring service, remedy, make sure you're good, things of that nature, right? And support you, supposed to support you, her husband, you know, and nobody else. That's all to it. That's the law. You know, say nothing else in there about you to support anything other than him. So that's that. Anything outside of that is a door to sin. So that's what she was created for. She's a help, right? And then he said meet. That's another word. He said, I make a help meet. A help meet. Thank you. So, me. It says this. Fitting. So I'm going to make her fitting for you. Like I said, she could be business. She could be spiritual. She could be on game, man, out here in the streets. She could be running streets. She could be running street games or things like that. She could be that, you know. But she'd be fitting for you. You know, that's all to it. She'd be perfect. You know, and then there's the other things, you know. But like I said, it says appropriate, applicable, placable, accommodating, conform, because she's going to conform into you. Like the two that sold the property for this much, she conformed into her husband. They both had conspired to sell that property. Well, she conformed into him. He taught her those ways, and, well, that's what you get when you get a wicked lord. But that's what happens, you know. I mean, she conformed into him. She's supposed to conform into him because we were supposed to conform into our God. You know, the God of Israel, but it's impossible for us to conform into him if we take any other entities, you know, which brought him to jealousy, and here we are in the world of entities. Right. Ask for it, now you got an abundance of it, now you didn't got so much of it, now you're trying to find your way back, which is almost impossible because you got to get through the entities that you acquired, which is almost impossible to overcome because those are spirits. This thing is really a conversation in itself. Anyway, neat. It says applicable, right? What else it says? It says expedient, right? Wow. Fair. It's going to be beautiful. Fair and fair on fair grounds or whatever. Fit. She's going to be fit for you. Good, happy, just, proper, reconciled, right, suitable, timely, joint, adhere, coincide, connect, converge, link up, touch, unite. So he created her for you to touch on and things like that, you know. Not nobody else, her. She was created for you to fill up, you know. Her, exactly. That's the law, and she will comply with the law if she's your wife. She will adhere to these things because she's going to respond to those things because it's in her to respond to them because there's a law for you to do it. And when you do it, she's going to respond. Right. What else it says? Fit, fulfill. So she's going to fulfill you. She's supposed to fulfill you. Gravity. Your gravity? Really? Gravity. Present. An acquaintance. To get to know. You know. An audience. She's an audience. She listens. She's there to listen to you. Call. You know, get together. Come together. Talk. Something as simple as that. Just talk. You know. So that's what she was created for before Adam gave her a name. This was written in the law before she was brought into being. She's not here yet. She on paper. What else he said she was? Go to Proverbs chapter 7 and verse 4. Proverbs 7 and 4, and it says this. It says, say unto wisdom, thou art my sister, and call understanding thy kinswoman. So, wisdom is her one of her attributes as well, right? And she's also a sister. So when he created this woman, she was going to be a sister, right, eventually. Not only a wife, but she's going to be somebody's sister and somebody's kinswoman, you know. So she's going to be somebody's sister, somebody's mother, somebody's daughter, somebody's kinswoman. Okay, so the other thing he called her was wisdom, right? So wisdom. He said, this is her before she was brought into the creation. He had just in the law written. Insight, common sense, balanced, brains, caution, circumspection, clear thinking, comprehension, discernment, discrimination, enlightenment, enrutation, experience, foresight, good judgment, knowledge, learning, penetrating, poise, reason, sagacity, sanity, savoir, fair, savvy, stability, understanding, right? So this is all the fruits of the Spirit he gave her before she was even brought into this creation. Before she took her first breath, this is already here, right? And what else he called her? He called her understanding, right? So let's look at that. Let's see, understanding, right? He said, call understanding thy kinswoman. So when you run into this, she will be this. She will be comprehensive, appreciation. She will have the spirit of appreciation. And he said, apperception, apprehension, assimilation, awareness. Discernment, discrimination, grasp, grip, insight, intelligence, intellect, intelligence, intuition, judgment, keen, knowing, knowledge, mastery, perception, prehension, realization, reason, sense, sharpness, wit. So this is what he was calling understanding. So he gave her all of these elements before sin entered into the picture. Now, when sin entered into the picture, these things got kind of corrupt. You know, it's kind of like you pick a virus up in your computer. You still can use it, but you got a hiccup. That's the hiccup. Genesis 3:16 is the hiccup to all this right here. You see? So this is that thing. So who? What is wisdom? Let's look at that. Go into Proverbs chapter 81. I'm going to read that. And it says this. Because he said, call wisdom thy sister. Right? Call wisdom thy sister. So he wrote this in a law concerning this woman before he brought her into the creation. Right? He said, do not wisdom cry, understand it, put forth a voice, and standeth at the top of the high places, by the way of the places of the path. She crieth in the gates and entereth into of the city, at the coming in at the doors. Unto you, O men, I call, my voice is to the sons of man. O ye simple, understand wisdom, and ye fools, be of the understanding heart. Herefore I will speak of excellent things, and the opening of my lips shall be right things. So this is heart. That's why we can read in Proverbs chapter 31 that the law of kindness is in her mouth. But this is what God wrote concerning her before she was even brought into the creation. All of this is here inside of her at the day of baptism. And when she's baptized, all these things are surfaced and they're exposed. Now that's the time that you pray that these things are all fired up, so to say. You know, we should have like two classes, one for the ones that's coming in, that's going to be baptized, the one that's baptized, and the children that's being raised up to be baptized should have three plateaus on this one, because the baptism is huge. It sets you free. You know, a lot of us is getting baptized and still in condemnation and haven't been set free. We've never been set free because we never knew to be free when you go into baptism. You're just looking for forgiveness of sin, but it also sets you free. It says this, he said, for here I will speak of excellent things and opening my lips shall be right things. Well, we know that Sarah and Rebecca and Leah and Rachel and things like that, they spoke of right things, right? And that would lead me to believe that Eve also spoke of excellent things. You know, well, of course, she was right there with God, with Adam. And he was teaching them everything. I mean, so I guess they would probably be talking about more than we would be talking about, because God is telling them everything that's in the creation, from everything in heaven to everything that's in the earth to everything that's under the earth. He's giving them all of it. So, of course, they would be speaking of excellent things. There'd be things that belong to him. For my mouth speak truth. Wickedness is an abomination to my lips. So her mouth, her first principle before she lied to you is to tell you the truth. But if she will lie to you, then she's an abomination and she's wicked. That's that thing. We got to be real careful the choices that we make. You know, it's not what, you know, what you think or what you do. Is not what you think. It's what you do. It's the choices you make. Then it says this. It says, they are plain to him to understand and right to them to find knowledge. So when wisdom starts talking to you, or your mother, she talked to you and she started explaining herself to you, that ain't for everybody. She's going to talk to them that she know, like, there go my baby right there. Come here, let me talk to you for a minute. Let me tell you something. And she will. You sit down and you listen. You be sitting there like, you'll watch a child listen at an elder woman with her eyes looking at them like, oh, wow. You know, like, yeah, just amazed. And, well, that's this conversation. That's her. When you be reading this Bible, you like that child is sitting on your mother's lap and she's telling you who she is. Right? So it goes on. They're all plain to him that understandeth, and write to him that find knowledge. Receive my instructions and not silver, knowledge rather than choice gold. Right. Because those things come with me. I got that. So don't be seeking that. I can get that to you. That's nothing. I got that. It says, I, wisdom, dwell with the prudent and find knowledge with witty invention. So also she's prudent, right? She just said, I am with the prudent. So this is a woman. So this woman is also prudent. So what is prudent? A prostitute? Let's see. Prudent. It says, wise, sensible in action and thought, advisable. Oh, she falls up under help. Canning, careful, cautious, circumspect, discerning, discreet, economical, farsighted, frugal, hedging one's bet, judgmatic, judicious, playing safe, the reasonable, sage, shrewd, tactical thinking twice, diligent, and yeah. Well, the opposite of that is someone that's careless. So It says, see, I dwell with the prudent. So this is those things. So that's her right here. So that's Genesis chapter 2 and 18. It's all up in here. So she decided this conversation started taking place. It says, and the fear of the Lord is to hate evil and pride, arrogancy, and the evil way and the froward mouth do I hate. Well, this is probably like the 21st century woman that's in the church right now. She's full of evil. She got a whole way too much pride and arrogance and got a froward mouth, you know. And God said he hate that. And it's sad because we think those things are norms and they're not. That's mental illnesses, you know. And we think because we in this country that those things should be accepted, and we should not accept those things. And the minute we stop accepting those things, then the behavior status will start rising higher. But because of people like Springer, the behavior status has dropped really low. So now, you know, we just going along with the flow. Not really. God said he hates those things. So regardless of how we feel about it in the end, he the one that's going to judge because he the one that created us. He created you not to be full of pride and arrogant and with a froward mouth. He said, I hate those things. Why? Because in the sight of God, he said, a peaceable and a quiet spirit is without price. It's priceless. So you can't, you know, it's no getting around this. It says, counsel is mine, sound wisdom, and I am understanding, I am strength. This is a woman saying, this is my strength, not to be 13. He said, counsel is my strength, sound wisdom, I am understanding, I am strength. By me, kings reign, and princes decree justice. Why? Because she's going to teach a prince how to be a king. Ask Lemuel, mother. Proverbs chapter 31 and verse 1. That's her right here, 8 and 15. By me princes rule, the nobles and all the judges of the earth, and I love them that love me, and those that seek me shall find me. Riches and honors are with me, see, and durable riches and righteousness, right? My fruit is better than gold, and than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. I lay in the way of righteousness in the midst of the path of judgment, that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance, and I will fill their treasures. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way before the works of old. See, this is the thing. She was on paper. She's like, we're reading it now. This is before there was a heaven and an earth, before there was time, before there was a thing called eternity. He wrote these laws out, that these things would be here before they actually came to be. So when he wrote the laws out, he put a gauge on nothing, right? How do you put a gauge on, like, okay, I'm going to set a bound on north, south, east, and west, which goes just about to the ends of infinity, and I put a gauge on that. I set bounds to infinity, right? There it is. So anyway, so she said I was there before he set bounds to infinity. And, this is her story. So she was always there. So this thing that this Bible is chauvinistic is a real lack of understanding of how God really loved his wife. He said, that I may call those that love me to inherit substance and fill it with treasure. Now, he said, 22, she said, the Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way before the works of old. I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning, wherever the earth was. Where there were no depths, I was brought forth. Where there were no fountains abounding with water. Before the mountain was settled, before the hills were, I brought forth. While as yet he had not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the highest parts of the dust of the world. When he prepared the heavens, I was there, see? And the heavens isn't talking about the clouds and the elements that we see called the firmament. We're talking about the heavens that he actually exists in. So before there was even that, she was there. So her conversation was there. Before the angels was created, because they created out of heaven, and everything is created out of heaven. That is the stars, the moon, the sun, earth, everything, us. All of us are created from heaven.
She said, I was there. The only thing that wasn't created from heaven is time, and she was there before that. Well, what do you mean? Right here in verse 21, where there's no depths, I was brought forth, and no fountain abounded with water, where there was no depths. Depths is a degree of anything, dimension, volume, space, time. When there was no volume, when there was no space, when there was no time, when there was no dimensions, I was there. When he prepared the heaven, I was there. When he set a compass upon the face of the depth, when he set compass upon the face of the depth, that is to say, well, he got this compass. Well, now you got north, south, east, and west, right? And you got bounds on it. And he said, when he established the clouds above and he strengthened the fountains of the deep, he gave the sea his decree and watered that it should not pass his commandment. I was by him as one brought up, rejoicing in the habitations of the parts of his earth. My delights are in the sons of men. Now, therefore, hearken unto me, O ye children, for blessed are they that keep my ways. Hear the instruction, be wise, and refuse not. Blessed is the man that heareth me and watcheth daily at my gates, awaiting at the post of my doors. Whoso findeth me shall obtain favor of the Lord. But he that sinneth against me wrongeth his soul, and all they that hate me love death. So this is that thing. So whoso findeth me, right? Whoso findeth me, find of life, right? Where do we hear this from? Go to Proverbs chapter, I think that's 18. Proverbs chapter 18. Whoso find a wife, find a good thing. But instead of calling it a wife, yeah, Proverbs 18:22, it said, whoso findeth a wife, findeth a good thing, and obtain favor of the Lord. But here it said, whoso findeth me, find of life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord. See, that's her. Wisdom is her. This is her before she was called woman. The Lord possessed me. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his ways, so to say. Right? So, this is that thing. This is her. So where else is the story at? Revelation chapter 12. And it says this, and there appeared a great one in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and a moon at her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she, being with child, cried, travailing in birth, pain to be delivered. And there appeared another one in heaven. Wait a minute. How did she end up getting pregnant? How could this woman here, because we're reading about it in Proverbs, right, get pregnant? And by who? Right? Okay. Go to Ezekiel chapter 16, and it says this. He said, now when I passed by thee, I looked upon thee, but behold, it was a time of love. And I spread my skirt over thee and covered thy nakedness. Yea, I swear unto thee and enter into a covenant with thee, saith the Lord God, and thou becamest mine. There it is. That's how she got knocked up. It was going to be in the law that she was going to get impregnated by the Spirit of God right here and end up pregnant with this child in Revelation chapter 12 and 1, which is here. So she got knocked up here in Ezekiel chapter 8, and she ended up having this child here in Revelation chapter 12. And it says, and she being with child, travailed in birth, in pain to be delivered, and there appeared another one that having a great red dragon, having the 7 heads of 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his head. This is Esau with the Roman Empire, killing all the children 2 years and younger. His tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, as which was ready to be delivered, for it to devour her child as soon as it was born. So this is Satan using Herod to try to catch Jesus. And it says this, and she brought forth the man child, who was the root for all nations with the rod of iron, and her child was caught up to God and to his throne. And this is that thing. Right? So this is this woman. She gave birth to him, the Christ. You see? This is that thing. So I think that's in Isaiah chapter 9. Right? Let's see, is Isaiah 9 or is Isaiah 8? Let's see, Isaiah 9, 8. Let's see. Thine alone, my disciples. Oh, no. It ain't that far in there, is it? I doubt it. Oh, here we go. Back to the concordance. Let's see, Isaiah chapter 7 and 14. Well, of course. Isaiah 7 and 14. It says this. Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. That's what happened. That's what happened in Ezekiel chapter 16. That he came together with his wife. She brought and was going to be a miraculous thing that would take place in the creation, that a virgin would conceive through this union here. And then go marry right here in 14. And here come the Christ. It says, and bud and honey shall ye eat. He shall know to refuse evil and choose good. And before the child shall know to refuse evil, he shall choose the good, and the land thou shalt hoard to be forsaken of both her kings. This is Jesus. This is Jesus Christ. So that conversation in Revelation chapter 12 and 1 is him. She was a virgin. And the other conversation is that it took place in Ezekiel chapter 16 and 8 when they came together. You see, this is that thing. So now he's in the creation. Right? She brought forth this child that's going to rule the whole universe. Right? So let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Psalms 45. Psalms 45 and verse 1. We pick it up at the 1 because now we're picking it, we ain't picking it up at her, we're picking it up at the king addressing his wife, but all this is a conversation that's written in the law. It's not a reality as of yet. This is all prophecy. So this is written in the law that this was going to happen before it happened. What do you mean? Well, if Adam don't sin, this law don't exist. But since he sinned, this is the plan toward the law to save man. Psalms 45 and 1. My heart is indicted in a good matter. I speak of those things which I have made touching the king. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. Thou art fairer than the children of man. Grace is poured into thy lips. Therefore God hath blessed thee forever. Gird thy soul upon thy thigh, O most mighty, with the glory and thy majesty, and in majesty ride prosperously because of truth and meekness and righteousness, and thy truth shall thy teach, shall thy right hand shall teach thee terrible things. Thine arrows are sharp, and heart of the king's enemy, whereby the people fall under thee. Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. Thy scepter of thy kingdom is a right scepter. Thou lovest righteousness and hatest wicked. Therefore, God, thy God, has anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. All thy garments smell of myrrh and aloes and cassia and ivory places, whereby they have made thee glad. The king's daughter were among the honorable women. Upon thy right hand did stand the queen in gold of Ophir. So, wait a minute, she was next to him. She was next to him. You see? This is that thing. But the whole while, you know, I mean, just getting to the tenor of what we've been dealing with, you know, we've been setting a standard that this is part of the conversation that in order, this is what part of that woman, you know, our mother, that they measure up to this. And if they did, then that's just the way it is. This is the woman gauge, not ours. So these things belong to her, you know. And so she got to come a certain way. She can't come the way of the world. She got to come this way. That's what's called Hebrew, Black Hebrew History Women Month. Right? So it says, this is at the king's daughter, well, among the honorable women, upon the right hand did she stand, queen of gold. Hearken, her daughters, to consider. Now he's talking to her daughters, the ones that actually came through the creation that she gave birth to. He said, and consider, incline thy ear, and forget also thy own people in thy father's house. So shall the king greatly desire thy beauty. He is thy Lord, worship thou him, and the king of Tyre shall be dealt with a gift. Rich among the people shall entreat thy favor. The king's daughter is all glorious within, and her clothing is wrought of gold. She shall be brought forth unto the king in a raiment of needlework, and the virgins, her companions that follow her, shall be brought unto thee. With gladdening and rejoicing, they shall be brought, they shall enter to the king's palace. Instead of thy fathers shall be thy children, whom thou makest princes in all the earth. I will make thy name to be remembered in all generations. Therefore shall the people praise thee forever and ever. When is this going to take place? When is this going to take place? That he's going to make her name be remembered forever and ever. Well, if you go to Isaiah chapter 60 and 62. Isaiah 62. Now, I'm going to go 61. Isaiah 61, and it says this. No, he was talking to Esau, yeah. Okay. Let's see. Let's see. 61. Let me see. Scepter of the Lord, the priesthood will give you. Okay. Right. Okay. And he said that he, right, we can read all of this. Okay, Isaiah 61 and 1. It said, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. Same thing that David said. It says, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted and proclaim liberty unto the captives and the opening of the prisons of them that are bound. This is the conversation Jesus had when he first came to the temple on the Sabbath day after being anointed and tried in the wilderness. This is the first ministry, Isaiah 66. He only read half of it because the rest of it is yet to be fulfilled. He said, proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to conform all, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint to them that mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes and a joy for mourning, and a garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, and that they might be called trees of righteousness in the plan of the Lord, that they might be glorified. This is his wife. He said this, that they shall build the old places, the old wastes, they shall rise up the former desolations, and shall repair the wastes, repair the waste cities, desolations in many generations. The stranger shall stand and feed your flock. The son of the alien shall be your plowman, your vine dressers. This is where we get the slave things from strangers and all that type of stuff. They are working for you. It's not shackle slavery. It says this, it says, in 8, For I, the Lord, will love judgment. I hate robbery and burnt offerings. I will direct their work in truth. I will make an everlasting covenant with them, and their seed shall be known among the Gentiles. There it is. There was that name, that everlasting name right there. He said, their seed shall be known among the Gentiles. He said, their seed shall be known among the Gentiles, the offspring among the people, and all that see them shall acknowledge them, that they are the seed which the Lord have blessed. That's when that takes place. That's prophecy. So this conversation of the helpmeet is not about Adam. It's really about him. So all you women got a problem with all those things that we just got to read? Well, that's between you and God, because he wasn't talking about you. He was talking about his wife. And if you don't care to measure up to that, then that's between you and God. Far be it for me to say how you were supposed to be born or called into this creation. However, we have an order that we must follow. And this is it on your behalf. And it says this. It says, for the Lord loved judgment. I hate robbery, burnt offering. I would direct their work in truth, and I would make an everlasting covenant with them. The seed shall be known among the Gentiles, the offspring among the people, and all that see them shall acknowledge them. They shall be the seed which the Lord hath blessed. And I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my house, for he shall be clothed. He shall clothe me with the garment of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decketh himself with the ornaments, and as a bride adorn himself herself with her jewels. For the earth, for as the earth brings forth her bud, as the garden calls the things that are sown in it bring forth, so the Lord will cause the righteous to spring forth before all nations. See that? Everybody's going to, her name is going to be for all eternity, right? We'll go here into Hosea chapter 4. Yeah. Hosea chapter 2 and verse 16. And it said, in that day saith the Lord, that thou shalt call me Ishai, and shalt not call me Belial. So at that day, which is coming, we're going to call him husband. It's written in the law, because it was always about him. It says this, I will take away the name of Balaam out of her mouth, and they shall no more call me and remember by that name, by their name. So regardless of what name you're using, whether it's Jesus, whether it's Yahshua, or whatever nonsense you come up with in this planet, it's going to get wiped out. Because when you bring a new conversation, it's going to be a new conversation. That's all to it. Right? But right now, the name that I so choose and that our house will serve God in is in the name of Jesus. There it is. So it says this, and in that day I will make a covenant for them with the beasts of the field, with the fowls of heaven, and with the creeping things of the ground. I will break the bow and the sword and the battle out of the earth, and I will make them to light out safely. I will betroth thee unto me forever. Yea, I will betroth thee unto me in righteousness and in judgment and in loving kindness and in mercies. And I will betroth thee unto me in faithfulness, and thou shalt know the Lord. And it shall come to pass in that day I will hear, saith the Lord, and I will hear at the heavens, and they shall hear the earth. And the earth shall hear the corn and the wine and the oil, and they should hear Jezreel. And I will sow her unto me in the earth, and I will have mercy upon her that had not obtained mercy. And I will say unto them that were not a people, thou art my people, and they shall say, thou art my God. So at that time, we will be conformed unto God. We will put on his appearance. We will look like and act like him, because he will be truly our husband at the time. Bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. This is that thing. So I'm going to pick that up, that conversation. I think it's in Ephesians. Let's see. That's Ephesians 5. Yeah. Ephesians 5, and it says this. Let's pick it up at the 1. It says, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husband as unto the Lord. This is the law. This is written in the heavens. They don't get around this. It says, as unto the Lord. For as the husband is the head of the wife, and as Christ is the head of the church and Savior of the body, therefore as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives go to their own husband in everything. Ain't no getting around that. That's an absolute statement. Anyone that choose to have an opinion about that, any outside of that, is blaspheming and borderline reprobate if you got a problem with anything that's going on with this conversation. Because it's from God, right? Therefore, as a church, it's subject unto Christ, so let the wives be unto their own husband. Everything, husband, love your wives, even as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it, washing it by the word. Washing it by the water of the word, that he might present it unto himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that it should be holy and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies, and to love his wife as himself. For no man has ever hated his own flesh, but nourished it and cherished it, even as the Lord the church. For we are all members of his body and of his flesh and of his bones. For this cause a man ought to leave his father and mother and be joined unto his wife, and they shall both be one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Why? Because he's going to leave heaven and come down here and be with his wife at a time appointed. Like the Psalm saying, 132, here will I dwell forever. I'm going to be with her forever. That's why Hosea said, I'm going to betroth. He said, I'm going to bring her to me, and we're going to be together forever and ever and ever, and we ain't never going to be separated again, never in time. 5:33, nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife, even as himself, and the wife see that she reverence her husband, right? So, with that being said, I just want to be clear that the Lord is, Lord God of Israel is doing what he do. You see? So, with that being said, we hope this here Black Hebrews History Month intuitive, so to say, has been what we call, increasing, I guess, if you could say, been beneficial, right? So we just hope and pray that it's been beneficial to you and to everyone that's listening, and that we can see that this is just as necessary as any other precept during Black history. And that everything don't have to be so lopsided. Let's spread out the wealth, all right? So with that being said, we want to thank everybody for their time. We hope we edify someone. And as we say here at the Sound of Living Waters, I got all these. Put that down. Read your Bibles.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know who he's talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.